You see, it's one hemshich. Fretta Gemara now, choyze v'yoymer emes, oy eina choyze v'yoymer emes. It means in a case where somebody said, ani Hashem lokechem, and all of a sudden his father came in. So he said before, Mifnei Ha'ir, were you allowed to give him Shalom Aleichem? Well, somebody came to you and gave you Shalom Aleichem. You're allowed to answer him back. Now, so you're mastic. When you go back now, do you have to say emes again or not? As you first said, ani Hashem lokechem emes. You said emes once. And right then, somebody was mastic you. So you have to start over again with emes or not. Choyze v'yoymer emes. Amar Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, yes, choyze v'yoymer emes. If you're mastic, if you said the word emes, when you start later, you have to say again the word emes. Rab Amar, no, eino choyze v'yoymer emes. You don't have to say over emes again. You said it once, that's enough. Peru, there was a ma'isu, the noch is kind of the rabbi. Somebody went in front of rabbi. Shemiya rabbi, rabbi heard the way he was saying, Krishma, the yom emes emes. Was this ma'isu? He said, Ani Hashem lokechem emes. Then his Rebbe came and gave him Shalom Aleichem, so he answered him back, and then he said emes again. Trez inni. I'm a rabbi, rabbi atainis this person. Call emes v'yemes tafsel ai. That this guy likes to chapa and likes to keep on saying emes, emes, not nice. Like you said an extra word, you're not supposed to. Trashi, call emes, emes tafsel ai. Rehita shal emes tafsel lezeh. Like his mouth is a broken record, he keeps on saying over emes, emes, emes. That's not right. Omer Rav Yosef, kama malio hosh maitetu. How good this halacha is. The Yosef Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Omer, Amri Marov. How good this halacha will soon see what they said in Eretz Yisrael. And Amri Marov in Eretz Yisrael used to say, Arvis, when you say Kriyishma at night, so Pshita, the first two parshas you have to say, that's the mitzvah deraisa. The shal is about the third parsha of Ayemir. The Ika parsha is about tzitzis, and tzitzis is not nogeya balayla. So what's the chiyuv to say the third pasha? So in Eretz Yisrael they didn't say Vayomer. In Eretz Yisrael they used to Arba, they used to say Davar al Bnei Yisrael, the Amartu Aleim, and he used to stop and they said Ani Hashem Lokechem Emes. They made a shortcut. They left out the whole middle of the pasha about pasha titzis. They didn't say. They just said Yom Hashem Lokechem Davar al Bnei Yisrael, the Amartu Aleim, and then they said Ani Hashem Lokechem Emes. That's what they said in Eretz Yisrael, and he liked it very much. This halacha. Omulei Abaya Abaya Tainis. What? Some say that if you say the beginning of the end of a parsha, it wouldn't be better. It's only the middle of a parsha. Can you say the beginning of the Indian, the end of the Indian, it wouldn't be so good for us? Right? It's a good parsha. They have to parsha. For someone to say. The other Gemara was, they want to say parsha's bilum. Just to take out the middle parsha by itself. That's an issa. But to say the beginning of a parsha and the end of a parsha by itself would be alright. They didn't say that either. I said, that's not the Likuva. For Demara, Omale Abaya, Maima Yusa, what's so great about this Shmaita? Loma Rav Kane, Loma Rav, Lo Yatko, them is sin at night, you don't have to say Vayomer at all. No, Vim Hispo, somebody did start to say the Parsha, Locher is Goymer, you have to say the whole Parsha. So who's the Kashim of Name Rova? The doubt they started to say it, they're supposed to finish it. Maybe you'll say a terrorist parent as well. The Yamato Lehem, Lehevi Ascholo. In the Marava, they hold you. Say, Dabra Bnei Yisrov, Yamato Lehem, that's not called Ascholo. Only if you say more, it's called Ascholo. But that's not called Ascholo yet. For the Marnova, Omar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak, Omar Rav, Dabra Bnei Yisrov, Lehevi Ascholo. Just to say that, Dabra Bnei Yisrov, that's not called Yisrovich yet. Omar Yamato Lehem, Hevi Ascholo. So the Baal Teretz Yisrael said Yomar Tzolayim Luchu, they should have to finish their Pasha. Then the Gemara Teretz is Neirov is Amr HaPopom Kosavi B'tzibis the Machlekes Kosavi B'marov in Eretz Yisrael they hold Yomar Tzolayim Namalei Hevi Yascholo. They think from this halachom they hold Davro B'nei Yisrael Yomar Tzolayim is still not called starting the Pasha up until the day you can stop. That's what they did. Avdi Yom of Yosalem Tzitzis, when you start saying Pasha Tzitzis, that's where you can't stop. So that's Pshan Eretz Yisrael. So Zok Tabaya, how do we have to feel the Klamaisa? How do we get our mimic that we say the whole Vayomer at night? Omer Abaye Hilkach. Anana Skhulu Maskhilu Nukom Maskhilu Marov. Hey, since in Eretz Yisrael the mimic was that they always used to say Davro Vnei Yisov Yamato Leyim. That much they did say. So who we have to do that they did in Eretz Yisrael? Because Eretz Yisrael didn't continue because they held Yamato Leyim is not called Haskhalo until you start saying Vyosalem Tzitzis. Ma'ashen came but us. For us, since we have to say this much, and we hold Vyamatulayim is called, you did start saying the Pasha, may we finish, we say the whole Pasha's Vayomer. So Amar Rav Kanu, Amar Rav, Lo Yaskol, don't start saying Vayomer. V'yim Hiskol, if you did start to say Vayomer, Goymer. And since we hold that V'yamato Leim is called Haskolom, therefore we, our minig is to say the whole Vayomer at night time also. Shlashi Hoshmaite Torah, to Rav Shmuel Ba'yudu, Amar Amarovo. Shriyash Moshe Arvit, and Kurim Bo Pasha Titus Kulo, the Fishain Mitzit Titus Balaylo. Abu Maskilmai, so they used to start doing it in Eretz Yisrael. O Mastikin Bo, O Madalgan V'yomer Ani Hashem Atechemem. But we, how we hold Lo Yaku and Tzorach Lo Haskol V'yemar, I was not to say it at all. O Baskul V'masklinin, so Maskul V'marova. Our minig is we do start saying it because they start in Eretz Yisrael. But we finish off because we hold the Matleim is called Askolom, therefore we have to finish our Pasha. Right, Chia Barav Omar, Omar Ani Hashem Olakechem, Tzorach Leimer Emes. You say Ani Hashem Olakechem, you have to say the word Emes. Lo Yom Ani Hashem Olakechem, Einai Tzorach Leimer Emes. You don't have to say the word Emes. For the Gemara, Akasha now, on B'chal Marova, I have a boy allowed Puri at Tzias Mitzrayim. We have before the Mishnah, Laman, Kol Yimecha Yecha, Filu Balayla, the Mitzvah of Tzias Mitzrayim. So if they didn't say, Ani Hashem Olakechem, Asher Atzei Tzias Kamiyas Mitzrayim, they only said, Ani Hashem Olakechem Emes, where was the Mitzvah of Tzias Mitzrayim? They didn't mention it at night time. And the Gemara, yes, they did mention it. They said Emes Femunu also. The Omar, Hochi, And we sang to you. That's what they ended off. They didn't say the whole Bracha Emes Emunah, they didn't say in Eretz Yisrael. Only this few words they said. So, but in these few words, you talk about that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So, we yes, the mitzvah to Chiyas Mitzrayim. So Rashi, Omra ni Hashem Elokeichem, dainu pasha titiz, historach lehem emes, kidusiv Hashem Elokeichem emes. For boy lakuri yitiyas mitrayim, that nan, in the Mishnah before, maskiru ni yitiyas mitrayim balaylo, we have a mitzvah to say that night time also. Vi lo yom emes vemuno, vu lo yom a pasha titiz, heichi mat yitiyas mitrayim. Where would they yitiyas this mitzvah to say yitiyas mitrayim? As we lo maithi could be yitiyas in one or two places. Either in the end of Ayyamir Asher Otseis Yitzchem Eretz Mitzrayim, or else in Emes Bemunu we talk about Yitzchem Eretz Mitzrayim. But in Eretz Yisrael, my Rav, they didn't say either one of them. They didn't say Anir Shalmakech Asher Otseis Yitzchem, and they didn't say Emes Bemunu. The Teres Torah, they said at least this part of the Bracha they did say. Vishironu L'chod Rashi Mikol Moichah Be'elim. Ma'achuscha Rov V'necho Agol Yisrael V'ashkivenu. That they did say. But Emes Bemunu, they only said these three psukim. This was Teisus Kash and Rashi. The Rashi before said that the bracha Emes V'Emuna is called the bracha Rucha. That's a very long bracha. So there is the Takashi. You see how more you can make the bracha very, very short. He said all you had to say here was just these two lines you had to say. Ma'idim anachnu locha shor sonim v'etz mitzrayim. This is very small. His Rashi calls Hashkivenu is called the small bracha, but Emes V'Emuna is called the bracha Arucha. For Tosfos he can make the whole Emes V'Emuna in three lines here. So why is it called the bracha Arucha? But the Teres we said was that the Yisrael of Rashi, Bracha Rucha, means Yisrael different in Yonim. The Bracha doesn't only have one Inyan to it, the Bracha has three different in Yonim to the Bracha. That makes the Bracha Rucha. Now Sheikhan Hashkivenu, the whole thing talks about one Inyan, that Hashem should protect us from the Mazikim, or anybody that does bad to us. Now Sheikhan Bracha Emes Emunah, you have to say three things. What are the three things? Like we say here, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and the base of Odim, for the Yisrael of base of Odim, the Sisla Nisim Gvur. Al Hayom, that you made the Mustang for the Summer Base of Odim Matamakas Tachorus, and you made the Kriyas Yamsuf. Now these are three in Yonim you're supposed to mention Emes Emunah. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Makas Tachorus, and in Kriyas Yamsuf. So Abi, you say it even though it's in very short, but it's three different in Yonim, that's called the Bracha Aruch. Right, the Omer of Yeshua ben Korcho, Lomo Kodma Pasha Shema. So he says the Seder in the Mishnah, why do we have the first Pasha first? That's Kabbalah Sol Machas Shemayim. Then the second Pasha is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Now the Gemara says another reason. Tanya Reb Shimon Ben Yochai Yoyimah. V'din hu really Sheyaktim Shema Levayim Shemayim. I have another reason why Shema should come first. Shezel Lulmoid V'zel Olami. That this one's talking about you yourself to learn. And the second Pasha is talking about teaching others. So Drashi Shezel Lulmoid V'dibat Abom. It's the first behalf that says V'dibat Abom. You should learn. So b'shita, before you teach others, you have to learn yourself first. V'zel olamed, olimaratem oistam es b'neichem. V'im loy loma atchilev, you didn't learn yourself, Hech Yuma, there's one of how you teach your children. Therefore, Trita, first comes the first parasha for Haftam. That's talking about teaching yourself. The Barta Bum, you should learn. And then comes the second parasha of Limaratem to teach your children. Why does the second parasha come before the third parasha? Shezeh Lilmoy, Vizela. The second one talks about learning, teaching the children. And the last parasha is about doing the mitzvah, tzitzis. So also, first teach others, then do mitzvahs. Shashi Vizela, says, Vayemir Engbu Elohasiyah. So he's talking about Asiyah. That's his cloud. For the Gemara, it's tell him. For the Ma'otu Shema, Lilmoy, Ispe, Lalame, Velasat, Lestay. In the first parasha, we have to, you have all three in Yonim there. Vlaksir Vishinantam. Vishinantam means teach the children, so it's also teach. Ukshartam, Ukhsartam. It talks about tefillin and about mezuzahs. Those are three mitzvahs. So the first parasha of Ahavta has all three in Yonim to it. It has the chiyuv to learn yourself, to teach your children, and do mitzvahs. Vithu, Voyim Shemoya, Lil Mardu, the Yisbaites only have about teaching. Vlasat left, but doesn't have about doing mitzvahs. It says also mitzvah tefillin and mezuzah. Elo hokikom, here's what he meant to say. Ve'dinu shetaktim shema, first shema shekom levoyim shemoya, shezeh, the first parasha has all three in yonim. Lilmoid, ladabebom, it says, v'lameid, v'shinantum v'nechom, v'lasoy, sukshatim achsavtim, it says. That's why v'hafta comes first, has all three in yonim. Voyim shemoya, the second parasha levoyimer, comes before the third parasha, shezeh, yeshpo, lilmoid, v'lasoy. It's the second parasha has about teaching and about doing mitzvahs. And Vayemer Ein Bo Ela Lasay Tuvah. That's why you have to say that. For the Gemara, V'Teipik Lei Medu'em Yeshua Ben Korcho. What's wrong with the time of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says another reason. That the first one is Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim, then Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And Vayem is not Negei Balayla, only Vayem. And the Gemara, Chodah V'yayikam Enech Nami. He's saying a time, and it's also masking to the Mishnah's time. Chodah, one time, is like the Mishnah says, Kadeshi Kabbalah Olav, Olmach HaShemayim Tchila. That's one reason. The Yod, he's saying another reason. That by Yod, that the Hafta has all three in Yonim, that's the theme of why it comes first. Trashuk Shatim, the Tfilin, Uchsatim, the Mezuzah Siyi. Tomorrow, Rav, Mashi, Yoder, Rav used to wash his hands in the morning, the Korah Kriyishma, and he'll say Kriyishma, the Yonim Tfilin. Then he would first put on Tfilin. This is the Kasha, what do we hold? First you put on Tfilin, then you say Kriyishma. Well, see, the maskana was the shamash didn't bring his film. He left his film home. He didn't get it yet. And it was getting late, so he had to say Krishna first. But that's the terrorist. But he did was, he washed his hands, he said Krishna, then he put on film. But solely, then he damaged Manasseh. For the Gemara, the Hechid of Yehochi, how do you do like this? On to Rashi, Rav Masha Yodi Pamachas. Only happened one time. His Ruah Shasa came. That first he said Krishma, then Tfilin. That's the Kasha. What Tanya we learned. If somebody is Isaac digging the kever for a mace, that's called his Isaac the mitzvah. Somebody is digging out the hole. Kuch usually a mold used to have in the ground, used to like make a hole in the wall to put the mace in. Is Potem mikrishma, it's potem from krishma, or minatfilu from davani, because he's Isaac with mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, so minatfilu from film also. When we call mitzvah samur fatur, every mitzvah, the giyah zman krishma, it becomes the zman krishma, then now it says there's a stira, now it says oila, you're supposed to stop digging and go up, the night the yod of washi ends a maniach tfilu, the current krishma must follow. So, here the kashrut, you see what's the seder. First you put on tefillin, and then you say krishma. So the kashrut and Rav, how come Rav first said krishma, then tefillin? Rakoporim is left, right, at the stirim and ale day. For the gemara gufa kashya. Reisha, my potter. First you say, if you're digging a grave, you potter for no mitzvahs. I think the mitzvahs potter in a mitzvahs. The safe, and right away you say, no. It comes as man krishma, stop digging, and go and daven. Safe achayim. And the gemara hola kashya, that's not so schwer. There's a chilek, safer betray. We have two people digging. So maybe you could finish the grave even if one stops and says krishma while the other one is digging. For Reisha B'chot, Mashenka the Reisha is talking about there's only one digger there, so you have to finish. Their mace is there, they're waiting for you. So there, you're in the mitzvah, you shouldn't stop. Mashenka, when you have two, so you can take a break. One digs and one says shema, then they change around. It's Shran Rav. Here the Seder it says, you're supposed to wash your hands, put on tefillin, then say krishma. So how come Rav first said krishma, then put on tefillin? of the Gemara, Rav Kribi Shu Ben Korcha Svirle. I'll tell you, Rav Kribi Shu Ben Korcha. The Yama, what? O Macha Shemayim Tchila, V'yachah Kachol Mitzvah. It's the Mishnah. He says, why do we first say V'yahavta, and then V'yidem V'hoyim Shemayim? Because V'yahavta has Kabbalah O Macha Shemayim. That means like Krishna comes first. Then you do the Mitzvah. For the Gemara, Eimud Yom Yabi Yeshua Ben Korcha Lahatim. Kriya Lakriya. He's only talking about the Seda Pashis. We say first Shema, then Voyim Shemaya. Or the Kriya Lathiya Mishamatle. Did Yeshua Ben Korcha say that first you could say Krishma and then do the mitzvah Tfilin? Abadad Nageta Siya Tfilin. Tfilin comes first. I will soon see why. The Su, Misav Lakim Yeshua Ben Korcha. Is that true? The Amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi. Zimnim another time, Sagin, I was walking, I came to Kaim with the Rav. I was going in front of Rav. And I saw Rav Umakti Mamashi Yodi, he washed his hands, Umavorach, he made Brichas HaTorah, Umasti learned Pirk, he gave a shir, he learned, then Umonach Tfilin, first he put on Tfilin, Vodah Kori Krishma. You see, Rav himself, Rebbe himself, first put on Tfilin, and then he said Krishma. But the Mavichi time of Adlai Mot is the man Krishma, talking about here, it didn't come to the man Krishma yet. Him came of a Zoy, Maya Sadusei, the Rebbe Chiya Barashi. What's the Sabbath? What are you saying then? Chitiv didn't come as man Krishma. And the Gemara, Lafukem iman diyoma lemishnein tzarech levorach. That some learned that here the Maisa was that he washed his hands and he made a bracha, brichas haTorah, and then he said a shir. So the chiddush here is that he made a brichas haTorah. Even though he's only learning Mishnais, and there's a man beyond before that says only on Mikra you have to make a bracha, not for Mishnah. For Mashmah, even for Mishnah, also you have to make a bracha. Now it's Tzarech Levorach. So maybe this Maisa wouldn't be such a kasha. But Mikol Mokam kasha l'Rav, but still a kasha the first Maisa Rav. How come over there Rav first said Krishma, and then he put on Tfilin? And Gemara, the Matkana Rish, Lucha Yudhi Yavis. So that only happened one time, that the shliach that was supposed to bring his tefillin got delayed. And by the time he came to shul, it was after his man Krishma. So then the Rav chapped the rind and said Krishma first, and then he put on tefillin.
Rashi. Kuch, Rashi, kever shechoyfim bekiros moro, okur dalad rochel down tfochim.
That's what he used to dig. It's in the gray, in the cave. He used to dig in the sides, in the wall of a cave, to put the mace in. Put them in Krishma, the Eisi, the Mitzvah, put them in a Mitzvah. But I mean, the Parakama. The Shiftacha, the Veisecha, perhaps the Eisi, the Mitzvah. The Sefer says you have to stop and say Krishma, the Tarat, the Gokakama. In Shnaim, if there are two people digging, Meninach Eskabera Choyfer, let him finish digging, Vuaylo Makayim Mitzvah Krishma, Tfilin, Otfila, the Choyzelim Locha, the Chabera Yaldi, the Neach Tfilin, the Krishma, the Spalom. And when we call Mokam Tfilin, Koizim, the Krishma, you see here, that first you put on Tfilin, then you say Krishma. So first we want to say Rav holds like Rabbi Shlomo Ben Korcha all mitzvahs, da nacha tefillin all mitzvah. Putting on tefillin is all mitzvahs. So first comes all machas shemayim, say Krishma, then you do the mitzvah tefillin. For the Gemara Yoni said that by Kriya Kriya, Shema shu kabbalos machas shemayim, levohayim shemaya shu kabbalos all mitzvahs. That one comes before the other one. Mashen came before the mitzvah. Asiya vada, first you put on tefillin, then you say Krishma. So another Maisa was Rav Umatzi, Maslin got up early, Umavorach al HaTerah, he made a Brichas HaTerah, Umatzi Pirkin, he learned, Almot Rashi, Matzi Mulasik HaTerah, Dainu Asiya the Mitzvahs, first he did Mitzvahs, Matmi Malchus Shemayim, there's another Kasha, that says first he did Mitzvahs, and then he did all Malchus Shemayim. So you see, he's also Maslin, first put on film, then say Krishma. So Maslin HaTerah was, Shluch Yehudi Yavis, Hashliya Kilko, the shliach got lost. She echel lohavi loy tefillin. Mikora v'gi is man Krishma. Muskot lishkor k'dei shlo yavras man. V'gi mot the shluch in the tefillin an chinu. About later when the shliach came, he put on his tefillin. But the reason why he said Krishma first was because the shliach wasn't even on it. But about our rabbis also ask him to say this like we do. First we put on tefillin and then we say Krishma. Like the Morris says next one, Molayn Amar Ula. That's how Allah, that's why the Krishma don't be mak with that film on. Remember Kiva Rabbam of Yechanan, Kilo Hikriv Oyla Bloy Mincha, the Zedah Floyd of Sochim. As if you brought a carbonella without a mincha. No, you didn't do the mitzvah of Shleimah. But Rashi here also. Rashi, Kilo Hikriv Oyla Bloy Mincha, or before, Kilo Mede the Sheke, Batsmoy, Lishnamalia, it's like a nice lotion. Kilo hikriv oilav le mincha, shechai v'akotav akriv imo. When you bring a korban early, you're supposed to bring a mincha with it. Shenema v'asir seifot. Af ha'kayra v'yena makayim ain a gomer as a mitzvah. It's like a chesaron in the mitzvah's kriya shema. He not makayim the mitzvah kitakuna. It's the mitzvah supposed to be with the tefillin on. I got a place before Yestakasha Rashi Shita was that in the morning you're first to get up and daven first and then learn. Rashi learns not even supposed to learn before you daven. So here the Meister was Rav, so get up, he washed his hands, he made brichas Torah, he gave a shir, and then he first said Kriyas Shema, then he first daven. So Mashmi, you are allowed to learn before you daven. So Teres they say is a chilek whether you're learning the Rav and giving a shir. If you're learning the Rav, even Rashi's Mashmi, you're allowed to learn first. Because for Rabbim, it's not Shaykh, they'll come later. Maybe they can't make it later. You're allowed to daven, you're allowed to learn for Rabbim. Now, Shankin B'yochid, if it's a question, should you learn first and then daven? Well, daven first and then learn, Rashi Shita is, first you're supposed to daven and then learn. But here the Maestro was Rab Tony Turko, he gave a shiur for Rabbim, that's mutter. You have holding the test of Ovam Aleph, just the last Gemara again on Yedalma base was that the Omer Reb Yechon, Yechon says like this, that Horoitze Shekabal Olav Olmacha Shemayim Shleimah, that somebody wants to be Mekabal upon himself, except do this mitzvah of Shleimus, a complete mitzvah of Kabbalah Olmacha Shemayim, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, what should he do? So Gemara says now on top of that,